not your typical bromance. Broadcasting across the world, live from Central Florida, with news stories, current events, social media news, and real life shit. Even Karen rant worthy shit. Bro Rants, with your host, Nick and Reg.
Bunch of haters. Haters, haters, haters. One hit, what? One hit wonders? What? What? Oh my gosh. Welcome back to another episode of Bro Rants. I'm Nick.
You're Nick?
Yeah. Oh. I'm channeling you. I'm channeling you. I'm Nick. And you're Reg.
I'm Reg.
Now you gotta sound smoother than that, buddy. I'm Nick.
I'm Reg.
We got to work on that, but yeah. Yeah, for all the haters out there that just said we were one-hit wonders.
Back.
We're back.
Sort of.
Yeah, guess who's Bazak? Us. And we're not one-hit wonders, man. We got four episodes down, buddy. Four episodes. And we're going to beat statistically, we're going to beat what they say, because they said podcasts, you only get seven episodes and then people quit. They don't even get to seven episodes. So we are almost there.
Yep.
This is the fourth episode. And you're wondering, well, it's only Monday. How can you
Sunday?
Get that? Well, it's going to be Monday when listen to it. So it's only Monday. It's on Monday drop.
Yep.
So how can he have it? He only says episode two. Ah, wrong. Okay. Because this is, in fact, episode four, because we did drop two today. This is actually the third episode we're dropping. So you know what? Kiss my overachieving ass. All of you. All of you haters.
Almost a month to put the show together.
Just die. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. What's that? Oh. Die. Just all of you haters. Die. Hey, take the hateration pill. Swallow it. Die. Just kidding. I don't want you guys to die. But no, you guys are some awesome, like, wholehearted listeners. I mean, yeah, we only dropped something for the month, but damn, you guys were listening, sharing this stuff. I don't even know how, because, I mean, I was shocked as how many plays it got. Mm-hmm. You know, close to damn 100. Just episode one, the only episode, just damn near close to 100, which was amazing. So thank you guys for that, and thank you for hanging in as well. As well as Nick, thank you for hanging in. You know, we almost lost him. He almost jumped off the cliff a couple times. You know, I told this guy, I said, hey, hold on. You know, wait for me. And he sent some texts every day. Make sure I would, in fact, do that and wait for him. You'd text me every day and say, hey, how's everything going? How you doing?
I was concerned, man.
He was not.
I was afraid.
It was a roundabout way of saying, hey, are we still doing this, bud? Are we still you're not quitting.
No,
this
is actually for your safety.
Are we,
man,
not quitting?
This is for your safety.
Safety.
I knew what kind of movie you were filming.
Doing a movie.
You know?
So yeah.
Making sure you were okay out there in Gainesville.
Well, the travel back. Oh, man, it sticks. Let me tell you guys this shit, okay? My wife told me I thought I was taking highways upon highways to get to Gainesville. I didn't know Gainesville was
middle of nowhere.
Right, yeah, State Road, County Road 40, and when you're driving it, it turns real backwards real quick. If you guys want to know what the 1920s look like, you just take the State Road 40, County Road 40, and holy crap, did it start getting real rural and farmlandish, and it was just like, hey, there's even a dead spot where it's like the national, not the national,
yeah, state Cala forest national park.
Yeah, Cala National Park. That your cell phone goes for a good 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. 8 minutes, which equal probably be like 10, 11 miles because you're going 55 miles per hour, give or take. And you're literally like by yourself. So imagine traveling this road back and forth and going at night. You know, daytime's cool. At night, not so much. Because anything can happen depending on the time of night. But if you get stuck out there, man, there's no help, you know? Who's going to pull over for a little old me? Well, nobody. No one's going to, save a horse, ride a cowboy. No one's going to do that for me. No one's going to save me. And I don't want anyone to save me because I don't know where the hell I'll end up. Let me give you a ride, sonny. Next, you know, I'm in some damn barn or underneath something. God forbid. But God is good because I'm alive. I'm here. Mm-hmm. Made it through, and you made it through as well. But it was really cool. Shot an independent film, it was pretty cool. Shot it with a few influencers, one awesome influencer, Tyrone Magnus, which was really cool. Real down to earth guy. It was a horror film. It's called Call Time. I'll be talking more about that later on, but it was a really cool concept. It's about a film crew that basically, inexperienced film crew, go to shoot a horror film with the owner of his house, his older house, and not realizing that they're actually are the stars in this film.
Ah.
So it's kind of a film within a film.
Sort of like the concept of the... Is it second to last season of the American Horror Story? Or
I didn't see that. Was it?
Yeah, one of them. There, yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
It had that concept to it. That the stars came back to the house, and you know they were still.
Oh really? Say that? Well, I mean, not to me. I do like
that. It's been a long time since I've seen that. So my
yeah, and I stopped watching
off,
that as well.
Yeah,
I stopped watching that as well a little bit. You know.
It got a little crazy.
Yeah, it's only so much you can watch. So it just got a little bit bizarre, even for my taste. Yeah. I was like, I like different, but this is too different, too out there. But it was a cool concept, and it was a great experience. I mean, literally 8 days of filming. Only had one day off. And if you guys have ever known anyone that's been on a film set, it doesn't seem taxing, but it is taxing when you're there because your mind mentally wears out on you. Like, it is taxing. People are like, it's taxing because you have to be on point. You have to be in the moment and then also deal with, you know, either a delay waiting or traveling in some cases. Me, I was traveling back and forth. That was what I chose to do for the simple fact that with everything going on, that was one thing I made as a partner. You always have to compromise, even though Kate, a lot, you know, fine with me staying there. I wasn't fine doing that. That was my compromise. You know, I'll travel back and forth because it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes. So that's why it is definitely taxing. You drive a lot, so you know how it can be taxing on you and weary. That's the only thing. There's great things in film, but they also, like I said, it's taxing where you don't want to talk to anyone. You don't want to deal with anyone because you're so, like, your mind is just overwhelmed.
So now it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. I told you I had to talk to anyone. I have my brothers texting and calling me, and even my mom. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And the only person I talk to is Kate because, you know, that's my partner. So my partner in crime. So I kept that line of communication open, but everyone else, I was just like,
Yeah.
It's just, you only have so much, and then you're dealing with people on a constant level every day talking to you on set and being cordial and whatnot and dealing with other actors and personalities. So it's just too much to sit there and try to deal with your regular life. You know what I mean? So that's what I was trying to tell you. Thank you for hanging in. I wasn't avoiding you. It was just taxing. It was just my mind was about to explode. But like I said, I appreciate you hanging in there. And we actually are going to talk about real quickly. Because this is just going to be a short episode, just to let you guys know we are here and we're back. The two segments that we're going to be having come Wednesday and
Friday. Wednesday and Friday. Wacky and Weird Wednesdays.
Yep.
Pretty interesting little idea we threw together for covering some, like the title says, wacky and weird. It could be funny. It could be gross. It could be scary. It could be
interesting.
Whatever.
Could be bizarre. Could be just out of this world that you won't understand. So we're definitely going to be doing that because both of us are interested in, you know, even in the parallel in the spiritual world and not even that.
Paranormal.
Yeah. But even what a psycho, you know, what would drive a person to do what they do as far as a serial killer, a psycho, and what's their motive. And then we also have for Fridays, movie reviews. And these are movies that we relate to or we want to see or that were mentioned to us. That we would like to, even if you guys suggest to us, which they can reach out to us. And you guys can even drop stories for us to follow.
On Facebook, brorants.com. Or brorants, I'm sorry, there's no .com. But definitely on Facebook, if you've got any comments or complaints or
I don't
ideas.
Like complaints. We don't do complaints. Sorry, bro. Nah. Don't open that window. No, bro.
Well,
we don't do.
Know.
Bro, I mean, rants don't do complaints. Listen.
I heard plenty of it from the last show about my sniffling problem, and that's.
That was just. That's a quirk that he can fix. We can fix that quirk. Hey, listen. So Nick does drugs, and it's okay. I accept him. I know there's an opioid thing happening in America, and
I've been hanging out with the bushes here lately.
I guess, brother, I'm looking out for you. And you also have the Instagram, you also have the Twitter.
Yes, sir.
And it's the same feed. So it's still saying Bro Rants.
Yep.
So it's Bro Dash Rants.
R-A-N-T-Z.
Perfect. So it's B-R-U-H dash.
Yep.
R-A-N-T-Z. So you guys have that. So definitely leave comments, leave stories you want to follow up on or mention or cover. Yep. And one more thing. I wanted to say, what was one more thing? Well, Fridays. Oh, actually, yeah. Well, that's basically it. We do have two episodes that are going to be dropping Wednesday, Tuesday night at 11 and Thursday night at 11 to give you enough time to check out these movies and also listen to these stories. Well, this one story that we'll have. We didn't have much time, so it's pretty interesting.
There's an advisory for Wednesday's show.
Exactly, yeah. Advisory. Kids, stay away. I think kids should be staying away from us anyway.
Yeah.
Because I don't think our stuff and our podcast is not kid friendly. But it will definitely be interesting. Nick brought this to my attention and I found out about all the details live, like you guys will.
So. Yeah, he didn't want to be pre screened or pre heard. It was a here it was and
live in effect.
Yeah, that's what made it a little more interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Anyway, with that said, we hope you guys have an awesome week. There's no rants today because at the end of the day, man, I think we've ranted for a month.
Yeah.
We will see you guys next Monday with this regular schedule show and the other two will. You can catch us on Wednesday and Friday. And this has been another awesome episode of
Bro Rants.
All right, man. Catch you motherfuckers later.
Peace.
Haters.